Dave Moore on Today FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been dying to say this for a long time. He hasn't been in ages, but I'm glad to say he's sitting here in front of me. Give a round of applause, Mr. Garen Noon. Yay!
Hello, how are you getting on?
Getting on great and glad to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Come here. This is apparently Blue Monday, but we're fighting back against this, media-led, Depression Day. We're saying, no, not here with Today FM. Not if you're making your mornings Today FM. So I was just wondering, I reached out to you and said, you're a man who's passionate about things.
Absolutely.
What are you most passionate about, this fair isle of ours? What are the best things about Ireland, Garen?
Well, it's easy. I could go on all day about the great things about Ireland. For instance, I learned recently that we are the number two country in the world for tea consumption.
That's correct.
4 kilograms of tea per person per year. We're just behind Turkey, who are absolutely gunning it with like 6 kilograms.
Think about that. 4 kilos. Think about how light a tea bag is.
Yeah.
And everyone drinks four kilos.
Yeah, and we're right above England.
Yeah.
Right above England. And then after that is Iran.
Okay.
So there we go. So yeah, we're in good company, diverse company.
And anything that says right above England is always a good thing for Irish.
I just wanted to get that in there. I put Iran afterwards so it didn't look like I was targeting the UK.
Fair enough.
The second thing, I suppose, about Ireland, that's the best, is I have really learned since I started doing TikTok, we are, in fact, the most loved country on the planet.
Oh, really?
We really are. I get messages, like long emails, mostly from Americans, telling me how much they love Ireland. The other day, I had a Filipino lady sent me an email, and she'd looked up where I live in Mayo, basically, and she looked up Ballinac. She knows I'm from Ballinac. And she'd gone around and took a little tour on Google Maps because she wants to come to Ireland one day. And she offered to pay me €100 to go out and take pictures of the Moy River.
Wow!
Because she fantasizes so much about coming to Ireland.
Did you take her up on her offer?
Well, listen, I'll be down in Ballinac again now soon, and I might get the phone out and take a few pictures.
Whatever you've got to do. Yeah. Okay, go on, give us something else then about this fair isle.
There's so many things. I would say probably the other thing is we have the best food on the planet.
Thank you.
Yeah, we do. I get a lot of messages from Americans, especially that come here, and they can't get over the food quality. They'd be like, I had these sausages, and they were the most amazing thing I ever had. But even when you go over, I go over to Dubai to do the odd gig.
Yeah.
And you can get everything. You can get the Clonakilty sausages, the whole shebang, everywhere
in
over
Dubai.
There. In Dubai. And we have been recently voted the greatest butter in the world. Kerrygold is the greatest butter in the world. Then it was some French stuff. I don't know what that was about.
No, don't mind that. It's definitely Irish food. It's ridiculous. And like, have you ever talked to an English person about sausages? And they go on about these sausages, and then they serve them up to you, and they're like flavoured, there's not pure sausage.
Sausage was any good, you wouldn't have to be putting honey and all sorts.
Yes!
And all this red onion carry on, right? If a sausage should speak for itself.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. I love, there's so much food in Ireland that I love. Everyone knows, we all go on about chicken fillet rolls and wraps and whatever. They're just, the deli is just so underrated. And it doesn't exist in the same way in other environments.
I didn't realise this until I seen on TikTok one day there was an English girl going around and she was like telling her English audience about how if they visit Ireland they need to go to a deli. I was like, does everywhere not have delis? Then I got an onslaught of people just going like to delis as a tourist thing. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah,
Why not? It's the best though. Like I had a Subway the other day. Nothing against Subway, all right? It's okay. But it just doesn't compare. Nobody else has that experience building a sandwich, the variety of stuff. Sometimes you can go in and you can get something fancy like one of them little croissants with cheese in it
and
a few sun-dried tomatoes if you're feeling a bit continental.
But then there's also the joy of the deli worker because they could potentially be the friendliest or the grumpiest person in the world, but the quality remains the same. Even if they don't want to talk to you, you're still going to get a good sandwich.
The three most important relationships in your life: your mother, your partner, and your deli worker.
There you are. You heard it from Garen. I mean, we could end. Is there anything else that's tickling you, or is that it? I mean, that's enough for me.
I mean, I can leave you at that. The other thing I've been told a lot is that People who come here appreciate our bluntness, so we're not fake like other countries are really fake friendly. Irish people can be fake friendly, but it's so obvious that it doesn't even really matter
yes,
that we're trying to do it.
That's true.
So people like that, they know when they stand when they come here. A lot of people write to me before they come here and they go, will you teach me how to insult people in the friendly kind of way that you do? Because in America we don't do that.
No, they don't.
We're the greatest country on earth.
Thank you, Garen New. Thank you, Garen New. You couldn't be more right. The greatest country on earth. Karen Noon, one of the greatest humans in Ireland. Thank you. Have a brilliant Monday and a brilliant week and a brilliant 2025.
Thank you for having me. Stay delicious.
Dave Moore on Today FM.